Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as I stated, Sandy Williams is Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, I wanted to, I've been thinking about the fact that we know you've been predicting this for quite a while, this downturn in the economy, the impact that that's going to have that we haven't yet seen for those who struggle the most in this society, that pain is going to be for a long, long time. Single mothers who struggle and don't make a livable wage, and as you stated, have to pay daycare and all of those things. And so that safety net that you've always touted, not going to be there. More and more suffering is going to be happening inside of the borders of this nation because of a global suffering that is going to be happening, reckoning, because of the war in Ukraine. And so I wanted to ask you, as we see the prices, I was looking at an article over the weekend about the formulas that mothers use for newborn babies, and if they don't breastfeed, and the tremendous increase in the prices of that, and the fact that because of supply situations and others, and the cost really going through the roof. Not even for the formula for babies is going to be immune to all of the things that are happening right now. And you're going to come to a point where you're going to see even suffering there. At the same time, I'm watching and listening to more, even Democrats saying, we're going to increase our support for Ukraine, not only monetarily, but militarily, but we are going to do this. And my thing is, at the expense of the American people. I mean, come on now.
Well, that is the horror of military expenditures generally, is that it does come at an expense, and it comes at an expense associated with how else that money could be spent. Either it could be not spent and not taxed, but since for the last 40 years or even more than maybe 50 years, we've carried out military adventures without paying for them with taxes. We've simply gone into deeper deficit. So, you know, it is at the expense of other programs, because at the same time that we're doing it, the political resistance to extending a social safety net has always been that we can't afford it. But we can afford these other expenditures. The same weekend news carried news that Lockheed was going to be substantially increasing the manufacture of its Javelin missiles because there's a shortage of Javelin missiles. Why is there a shortage of Javelin missiles? Because we're sending them all to Ukraine. In fact, I was listening to The Economist news piece as I was driving here, and The Economist is pointing out that the militaries across the Western militaries are short on all kinds now of military equipment, which simply means that the people who are going to be prospering from all this expenditure are those various businesses that make military equipment, like Lockheed.
Right.
So we've got our government spending a lot of money, sending a lot of money the direction of Ukraine, sending a lot of munitions the direction of Ukraine, funneling money into essentially what is the military-industrial complex of the United States, causing our budget to be even more lopsided in the direction of military expenditures, and depriving the American people of the programs that might otherwise support them. Every time we go into a recession, the American public finds out that our economy, our socioeconomic system here, our political social economic system, does not provide for them the kind of safety net that's provided in other countries. So when people get short on money here, they get so they can't afford child daycare, like you were saying.
Right.
When people get short on money during a recession here, they find out they have to skimp on all kinds of things that are otherwise provided. They can't afford their health insurance. They've got to tighten the screw on their budget wherever they can, and it ends up first being no health insurance. That's a quick $5,000 to $8,000 that can be saved, yes, but it puts them in a dire risk position with respect to anyone in their family getting sick. And so the lack of that political safety net means that our people in our country are far less able to suffer recessions as painlessly as they can in other countries. Because in other countries, when a recession comes, they still have child daycare. They still have free education. They still have free health care. They have those fundamental things that are important to the quality of life.
My God, I'm just wondering if I'm starting to sound like Donald Trump in America First. Sandy, you're hesitating. You didn't come back right.
Well, you know, his version of American First didn't involve spending money for Americans.
Right.
It just involved not importing things from other countries so that American business could prosper more greatly. Now, American business prospering would possibly create more jobs in America, which has a fundamentally good sound to it. But I'm not advocating a non-international approach to the world here because, quite frankly, globalism has a lot of benefits. If we can have this social net, the American economy could deal much more easily with globalization. The reason the American economy suffered so much under globalization is we didn't have the social net, a social safety net there available. We didn't have a ready training program for these people who became unemployed. We didn't know, we didn't deal with it. We simply said, that's too bad. Caveat emptor, laissez-faire prevails.
So Sandy, how can we possibly, you know, the United States of America know and look and you can read in these papers and online that these baby formulas are in short supply, and the importance of those baby formulas to, again, women who don't breastfeed, and the fact that the cost of them are skyrocketing. I remember when my children were babies, and the cost of it then was high.
Yeah, I have not read the article about the baby formula, but it's surprising. That's strictly a market mechanism. There shouldn't be much of government conduct that should have
the
caused.
The shelves are empty.
Yeah, well, the shortages relate to, there's a number of things. I mean, there's the shortage of truckers and trucking. There's the shortage of various kinds of parts to things. I would think that baby formula is primarily comprised of things that are produced in America.
You're right. We're also shipping some overseas.
It could be that we're shipping it away and that the manufacturers are deciding to send it to places that have provide a higher price. So they're selling it into higher price markets, creating a shortage in a lower price market.
So even with that being the case, it is the American people on the lower rung who suffer through this. And, you know, at some point in time, there has to be some justice meted out, Sandy. I get the business and Wall Street and all of them and their profit margins, but at some point in time, that stuff has to be reeled in. So the American people at a time like this, those who can least afford it, can be protected.
Well, yeah.
Or are they just sacrificial lambs?
Because
we're talking about the people overseas and in Ukraine, and our hearts go out to their suffering, but the suffering inside of our own borders, we just say, well, those people live better than the people who live halfway around the world. But this is America. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Let you respond, Sandy, on the other end. We'll be right back.